Hi, I'm an automated calling assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. May I ask what you're calling about?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Thanks. Connecting you now.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. I don't know if you heard me, but my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin...
I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in the party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And are you or is any is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish speaking background?
No.
Thank you. Now, if that's the case, what is your main racial background? African American or Black? Asian or Asian American? White or other?
White.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
56 to 45, to 65.
46 to 55, or...
The next one up.
The next one. Okay, thank you. 56 to 65.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong. All wrong.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Is it taxes, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, K through 12 education, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, local growth and development, access and cost of healthcare, illegal immigration, or climate and the environment?
Climate and the environment.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably vote Democrat.
And is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Ron Rico, Rico Smith.
Don't know who that is.
And you have never heard of him or have no opinion of him?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. And then we have Fentress Driscoll.
I've never heard of him.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
I'd go for the more experienced candidate.
The more experienced candidate, that would be a candidate who is in elected office?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten much better.
Thank you. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels, and property car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
The Republicans.
Thank you. And as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election of Florida State House? A Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with a Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with a Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results?
I vote Democrat always.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions, or it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats.
The last one.
The last one. Thank you. And thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. Or In light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. So okay. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate would you be more likely to vote for. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. And Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. That was for a Republican Rico Smith. Now we have Democrat Ventris Driscoll, who is an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economy recovery for all Floridians.
I vote for the Democrat.
For the Democrat, thank you. Now, if you knew the following statements about Ventris Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ventris Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first statement is Ventris Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Repeat that question.
Yes. Ventris Driscoll voted against a bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
I'm a Democrat. I'm going to vote for a Democrat, period.
So would you say it makes you more likely, much more likely, somewhat more likely, or it makes no difference in your decision to vote for Ventris Driscoll?
Correct.
Which one is it? No difference?
I don't believe that the question you're asking is fair. So, like I said, I'm a Democrat. I vote for Democrats.
So how should I record your answer?
What was the question again?
I guess we want to know if hearing the statements or if you knew that the following statements about Ventris Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ventris Driscoll? And if each would make no difference, let me know.
It would make no difference.
No difference. Thank you. Then we have Ventris Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
I don't think it has anything to do with her.
So how should I record your answer? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference, in your opinion, to vote for her?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, since Patrice Driscoll has been elected in office, inflation has skyrocketed. Property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address this problem, and things have only gotten worse.
Ron DeSantis is the governor. Anything that's happened in the state of Florida is on him.
So how should I record your answer on this section?
What's the question again?
Yes, we want to know if the statement makes you more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your decision to vote for Patrice Driscoll.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, Patrice Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
I don't believe that statement.
So how should I record your answer?
I believe in public schools, and Ron DeSantis is trying to destroy them, so I'll vote Democrat.
So, for the purpose of the question, does this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your opinion to vote for Patrice Driscoll?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Now, and we have the third to last, which is, Patrice Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. The statement was, Patrice Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
I don't believe that's a true statement, so I'm not sure what the question is.
Does this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your opinion to vote for Patrice Driscoll?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. And now we have second to last for this section, which is, Patrice Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
I don't believe that's true. It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote for the Democrats.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Patrice Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
I don't believe that's true, so... Mm-hmm.
How should I record your answer?
It makes no difference. I don't believe the statement is true, and I would vote for a Democrat.
Thank you. Now, before we finish, we have the last section of the survey, and this time, if you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? Once again, if each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline over development and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership.
It would make no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, with trust in government at all-time lows, and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make the state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Then we have Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
Makes no difference. I don't believe that's true.
Thank you. The second to last statement is Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
I don't believe that's true. Makes no difference in my vote.
Thank you. And the last one on this section, we have Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiting and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you. Now, as we are finishing the survey, let me ask you one last time. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Centrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Centrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for.
Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, and this is just for classification purposes. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, the Republican Trump, I'm sorry, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Democrat.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a degree.
College graduate, and is that a bachelor's or an associate's?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, man.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.